Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. 20 years we've been doing this program. Woo! This is our anniversary month.
It's a celebration, and you can participate in the celebration by getting in touch with us by email, by sending a contribution, visiting our website, messianicminutes.com.
And we also want to say thank you to those of you listening out in Terre Haute. Is that how they say it? Terre Haute. And WPFR. We're delighted to be on.
What state is that?
Indiana.
Okay.
It's in Indiana. And we're happy that you're listening. And if you are listening, why not take this opportunity to just drop us a note through our website, messianicminutes.com, or even a financial 20th anniversary tax-deductible gift.
That would be so sweet. MessianicMinutes.com.
And we remind you that we really appreciate when you support the stations, or if it's a commercial station, the advertisers on that station that allow us to be on their station in the first place. So you got to support your local station, friend. But we're celebrating 20 years, and if that moves you, praise his name.
Yeah, and if you've been blessed or have received information or received edification through Messianic Minutes, let us know. That would encourage us. It'd be a blessing.
Hallelujah. Now, we're looking at King Solomon and the promise that God made to him in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And this is directly tied in to the dedication of the Holy Temple, the very first one, Solomon's Temple, and the Feast of Tabernacles commanded by God to be celebrated right at that time of the year.
That's because Solomon dedicated the first temple during the Feast of Tabernacles.
They fit right together. So this is going to be very significant that we see that when God said, if my people call by my name and so forth, many of you know that scripture, we've already read it several times, but that it was an answer to Solomon's prayer. Get that, friends. We, as the United States of America, need to be on our knees, humbled before God, seeking his face, and praying that God would use his glory to turn our nation from its wicked ways.
You mentioned so many important facts, Jeff. Here's Solomon, the leader of the nation, literally on his knees in front of his people. And the glory of God falls and appears to all the people, and God then specifically answers the leader's prayer.
Listen, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We, as the body of Messiah, we have an obligation to ourselves, to God, to this country, to get on our knees and pray for us to turn from our wicked ways. Friends, we're not trying to be political here. We're looking at scriptural truth. This nation, the United States of America, is going the wrong way. As a nation, we have taken scripture as a nation and trampled it underfoot. That does not satisfy God. It can't. In fact, we need to turn from those wicked ways.
It doesn't surprise God that people sin, all sin, and fall short of God's glory.
He's not shocked.
But he says, when you sin, not if you sin, but when you sin, then if you humble yourself.
Right. And that's what we need to do. Friends, there's an urgency here today. You know, if you read newspapers from the 1700s, you can say, they'll say the same thing. What's our society becoming? We're turning away from God. The kids are running wild in the street. Well, it gets truer in the 1800s and the 1900s and in the 2000s. We just keep getting farther and farther away from biblical truth. We are ordaining by law in this country things that the Bible says thou shalt not. And that just does not please God. That's wicked ways, and we need to turn away from those ways. Now, God's going to show us about how to do that, but the first step he's already shown. Humble yourself, pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Friends, there's only one way to do it right, and that's God's way. Now, praise God, and thank you, Lord, that you've had your way with Messianic Minutes.
For 20 years, God has shown himself faithful to keep Messianic Minutes on the air and on various radio stations around the country, actually around the world.
And we're blessed to be heard on your station. If you want to bless us, we're a listener-supported program. You can send a financial contribution. Use our website,
messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.